time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Happy Friday! Does it seem like we jump from one holiday to another, and then another? Didn't we just get past Christmas and Thanksgiving? And now we're already nearly halfway through February. Well, this Sunday is Valentine's Day, or as one of my friends likes to call it, Singleness Awareness Day. I remember my first Valentine's Day as a married man. I was working at Nielsen Feed in Eureka doing deliveries and attending College of the Redwoods at night. It had been a tiring day at work, and when I got home, I barely had enough time to eat and take a quick shower. As I was running out the door headed to CR, I told my new bride that there was no reason to do anything special for Valentine's Day because it was just a made-up holiday invented by the greeting card companies. Her reaction to my ignorant statement made it extremely clear that I had just said something really stupid. I headed out the door with a gnawing thought that I should do or say something to try to fix the night. I made it to class, and the longer I sat there, the more I thought that I should go home and make things right. Halfway through the class, we were given a break, and I ran out to the car and raced home. My wife was surprised but grateful I had come to my senses. Because of my poor planning, I had not bought anything for her, so I came up with a crazy idea. We went out to the side of our small apartment in Eureka, climbed up the ladder, and onto the flat roof and laid there looking at the stars while the neighbor's dog barked at us. We talked for a while and finally got tired of listening to the dog barking and headed back into the house. 28 years later, and I have never said to my wife again that Hallmark was in any way responsible for Valentine's Day. Well, with all that's going on in the world today, I want to encourage you, don't wait to let those you love know how you feel. Run, don't walk, to share with them your feelings. Sometimes we need to swallow our pride and admit when we are wrong. Other times we just need to show that we care. Because life is too short to let something like a made-up holiday get between you and your loved ones. Take advantage of any holiday to love on your family. Maybe even buy flowers for no reason at all. Dr. Gary Chapman, in his best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, suggests that we can show our love for others in five different ways. He suggests that we use words of affirmation, or give gifts, we do acts of service, or spend quality time, or share physical touch, or maybe a combination of any or all five of those. Don't just buy stuff for people. Spend some quality time together. Some people respond better to sincere compliments, while others greatly appreciate our random acts of kindness. Find out what makes your loved one a happy camper. Relationships take effort and time. But in my humble opinion, it's worth every minute. Well, that's all I have for this week. Have a happy Valentine's Day. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.